He was not prepared for the deputation that came to him as he finished supper. A mess hall had been set up, and although the women were cooking outside, eating was being done inside, off broken tables with much eroded cutlery. Robert the Fox was sitting there with him. Angus McTavish held out the weapon to him.
It works. We cleaned it and figured out how to load and operate it. And the ammunition will fire.
Johnny could see that others in the mess hall were giving them their alert, silent attention.
There's lots of these and lots of ammunition. If you climb the hill and look over to the east, off in the distance you can see the cyclone mine site.
He smiled.
A group could sneak over tonight and blow them to pieces?
There was an instant cheer from the rest. Young men from other tables stood up and crowded around. Johnny had a horrible vision of slaughtered Scots and blasted plans. Robert the Fox caught Johnny's eye. He seemed to want a nod, and Johnny gave him one. He stood up. The old veteran was one of the few Scots who had ever seen a cyclo up close, before the freighter had arrived. Raiding for cattle down into the lowlands, where cattle now wandered amid ruins, Robert the Fox had once encountered a party of cyclo hunters from the mine site in Cornwall. The cyclos had wiped out the other members of the party. But Robert, clinging to the belly of a horse, had been able to flee the carnage unobserved. He was well aware of the power of the cyclo weaponry and the murderous character they exercised.
"This young man,"
said Robert the Fox, pointing to Angus McTavish, who was standing there holding his man machine gun,
"has done very well. It is a credit to be resourceful and brave."
The young man beamed.
"But it is one of the great wisdoms that one best succeeds at what one prepares totally. One mine site destroyed will not end the power of the cyclos. Our war is against the entire cyclo empire, and for this we must work hard and prepare."
He became conspiratorial.
"We must not wipe out just one base and alert them to our intent."
That did it. The young men thought this was very wise and happily finished their dinner of roasts and steaks.
"Thank you,"
said Johnny to Robert the Fox. The precipitate war was averted for the moment. A bit later, in the lingering twilight, Johnny took the older men down to show them the trench. He had begun to realize he had a sort of council. It consisted of Robert the Fox, the parson, the schoolmaster, and the historian. Johnny probed about in the grass, looking for iron bits, and at last he uncovered the almost totally eroded frame of a weapon that might have been similar to the Thompson. It was very hard to tell what make it was, but it had been a gun. Johnny told his council the history of the spot according to cyclo records. They hardly needed to get the point. Such weapons had not stopped the cyclos.